A very important question.
남이섬이 가치도도 지기 뒤와.
If all men are dead in sin.
미주수 가라 직비기 나로 시주 인도지바오친.
If they are in bondage to the devil.
그래코 가라 뒤기 원기 우로 잠들기 위비.
If their will is bound.
그래코기 노섬디 잠들기 위비지바오친.
How can they believe?
텔레콩기 가데베 디노 데바치스니모.
How can they come to Christ?
텔레콩 가데베 킨초나 온토니모.
What is the power of salvation?
텔레 파르바디 토슈디 가치나.
We want to talk about the power of salvation.
타도나시 파르바디 토슈기 코레로 주다니.
How do men believe? Why do some men believe and others do not believe? All men are in sin. All men are under the law. All men have a bound will. How can they believe? By the power of God. And what is the power of God? Regeneration or the new birth. We want to talk about regeneration. Or what is called the new birth. And we want to talk about the calling of God, the calling of God. Now there are two callings in the Bible. One is the voice of the preacher. It goes into a man's ear. And a man can reject that call. When we preach the gospel to all men, we give the general call. The preacher tells him to come. The preacher tells him to believe. The preacher tells him to repent. But they don't come. They don't repent. They don't believe. They can reject the voice of the preacher. But listen carefully. There is a second call. It is a special call. It is a powerful call. It's not the voice of the preacher, it's the voice of God. It doesn't go into his ear, it goes into his heart. When the preacher says come, they do not come. But when God says come, they must come. They will come. They cannot resist. There are two calls in the Bible. One by the voice of the preacher. We preach the gospel to all men. Men can reject that call. There's another call. Goes into the heart. Men cannot reject that call. What? The cause that is the power of God. The cause when God says come. He gives them life. How does he give him life? By regeneration. So we want to talk about the doctrine of regeneration or the new birth. How can a dead man live? How can a dead man hear? How can a dead man see? Now a lost man has physical eyes, but he doesn't have spiritual eyes. He has physical ears, but he doesn't have spiritual ears. When you call him, you say, come. Believe in Christ. Repent. But they don't come. They don't repent. They reject Christ. But there is another call. And it goes into a man's
heart.
Can you raise the dead? Can you give a man faith? Can you make a man believe? Can you make a man repent? No. But God, when He called, come. They must come. Regeneration. Let's look at several things. The necessity of regeneration. Look at John chapter
3.
Very familiar verse. Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night. And he asks Jesus a question. He speaks to Jesus. Rabbi, we know you have come from God, verse 2. No one can do these things unless God is with him. But Jesus knew his heart. And what did he tell him? Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Why is regeneration necessary? Because man cannot see, cannot hear. How do we see the kingdom of God? By faith. How do we enter the kingdom of God? By faith. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus? You cannot see. You cannot enter. You cannot believe. You cannot come. You cannot repent. What is Jesus saying? Why is regeneration necessary? Because man has no power. He didn't say you will not believe. He said you cannot believe. Cannot come. Cannot see. Cannot believe. Cannot repent. What does Jesus say? Listen carefully. Before a man believes, something must happen to him. And Jesus says, if it does not happen to you, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do most preachers in India and Bhutan preach? You repent. You believe. Then you're born again. What did Jesus say? You must first be born again. Then you can see. Why is the new birth necessary? Because of man's sinful condition. Number two. What is the definition of the new birth? Let's look in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. We're trying to give a simple definition of the new birth.
Verse 1.
How does Paul describe men?
That
you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
Verse 5.
You were dead in your transgressions, but he made you alive. What is the new birth? It's giving spiritual life to a dead soul. Paul says this. You were physically alive. But you are spiritually dead. We are in sin. And we have no power. What is the new birth? It's God giving life. That's the new birth. Look in the book of Titus. We're talking about the definition of regeneration. And chapter
3.
Verse 5.
No.
Chapter 3, Titus. Verse 5.
송기나.
Read that.
디베오다 나체기 적은 적은 긴축이 투지다 잠바 치카 텐나디 고기 나체는 잡데 되지 대비 주미디 나체랑기 라 레슘 베블레 텐디 men de beoda kogi ngachi lu nyinje zidi ngachi gi digba kadin chandi dambi tuni gi tolebe miji tapda kewa tap nam nahi.
How does Paul describe the new birth?
The Paul gi lok di tap bekeni temi gi jeshi di kadewe chap ina.
He says it like an inward spiritual washing.
Dele ani di kogi gaji mos lamo sevule chibe washing ngachi nangko nalu chu chuni zume loju lab imbe.
He says it like an inward spiritual renewal. So what is the new birth? It's spiritual life that comes into a spiritually dead man and gives him life. Alright. Who does this? Who is the agent? Who is the one that does it? When we talk about agent, I don't know if you have that word. Who is the one that does this act? Now the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work together in our salvation. The Father chooses us in eternity past. On the cross, Jesus dies for us. And the Holy Spirit gives us life. Look at verse 5. It is the renewal of the Holy Spirit. This is not the work of man. It's not the voice of the preacher. It is not speaking in the ear. It's the voice of God. It comes from above. And it by the Holy Spirit. It goes into the heart. Only the Holy Spirit can give life. So why is it necessary? Men are spiritually dead. What is its definition? It is the giving of spiritual life to a dead soul. Who does it? The Holy Spirit. Number 4. What does he use? What instrument? What does the Holy Spirit use to give new life? The instrument or the...
Yes, we have this one. Lasadi gachi mo lo khogi lasadi.
What does he use?
Gachi lalen thongwa lo khogi. Mishime na gachi dato. Ani di sumi seme.
This is the instrument in the hand of the Holy Spirit.
Ani di kencho ki su de dambe tungi ki chalo lasa sumji be di ki be lalen thapi.
Look in the book of 1 Peter. And chapter 1. Look at verse
23.
Read verse
23.
Read verse 23.
Meb jovi so le member meb matemi meb teni mebi so le mite sabbe kekeo I.
When a man goes out to plant some seed, what does he do? He puts the seed in the ground. And the rain falls. And the sun shines. And what happens to that seed? Life. If you don't plant the seed in the ground, you will not have a plant. So the seed is the word of God. And we preach the gospel to all men. And sometimes the birds of the air come down and take away the seed. Sometimes the seed falls on rocky ground and it will not grow. Sometimes the seed falls in the midst of thorns and weeds and it chokes it. But some seed falls on good prepared ground. And the rain falls. And the sun shines. And a miracle happened. A little seed. Life. Now listen carefully. The ground is the hearts of men. The seed is the word of God. The power comes from the Holy Spirit. The preacher puts the word in man's ear. God puts it in the heart. Then the Spirit of God comes. And it comes on that seed. Life. And a dead soul comes to life. Look in the book of Romans. We're talking about the instrument of the new birth. Romans chapter 10. And verse 17. Read it.
제 배운데 대박힘이지 초고민이 된디이 초고민이 크리스티콜에 시민이 된디이.
Faith comes from God.
그래서 대박이 괜찮네 배움이.
It is a gift of God.
아니 괜찮게 살아이.
How does it come?
아니 가지고 온 거.
By hearing. What do we hear? The word of God. Let me ask you a question. Can a man be born again without the word of God?
No.
No seed, no life. Look in the Gospel of John. John 6. And verse 63. Look at this verse, chapter 6, verse 63.
제타 맵나미디 투니이 샤리디 샤리디기 차로 가니야 미벤 나기 체로가 가나미디 가라 투니네베 투니네베니 아 투니네베니디기 이 체로 제타 맵나오.
Alright. Let me ask you several questions.
나는 주와 답과신하기 교게.
According to this verse.
아니 주께서 순마치가 치다로.
Who gives life?
가기 태지미디 가임이고.
God who?
가모 근초 가모.
God the Holy Spirit.
제 근초 담비 중이디.
Does man in his own power produce this?
대연아 미 코라기 똥수지기베 아니기수 가라 뜬춥이나.
It says the flesh profits nothing.
아나로 가시다 모스레이치베신 샤니지기 펜거네야 미토 쓰나지기도.
And what does the Holy Spirit use?
제보다도 담비퉁이기 같이 라렌 탑이나.
The Word of God.
개척이까?
Jesus said, the words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Verse 63. You have that?
Yeah. 세타 맵나미디 투니이 샤리디기 차로 가네야 미펜 나기 체로 가라미디 나라 투니레베 베니디기 이 체로 세타 맵나오.
So in 1 Peter chapter 1,
마치게 다음 피터게 리오 담마나로
Romans chapter 10
로미 주담 리오 주담
John chapter 6
John
yeah
Yona Yona sorry
chapter 6 verse 63
Yona 주기 죽치래서
What does it teach us?
아니 이게 가시템모 마치루 가시템모
We're born again through the Word of God.
나제데 개조기 숭 고신나네 짬치가 제 로기 키위 있으면.
Alright, now let me ask this question.
저래나로 주어지게.
What is the relationship of the new birth and faith?
다 미사 베키 키미디다 대바지 반하기 틀는데 같이모.
Faith comes by hearing. And the faith, hearing is the word of God. But this is the question. The new birth. Faith. Repentance.
The same journey.
Which comes first.
New birth.
Why do you say that?
가지베 딜라몰로 나기. Okay, can you repeat this question once more? I think. Brother.
Two possibilities.
한 번이.
First, you believe.
제 해마 대박에.
Then you were born again.
대체 로기 깨니.
Second possibility.
도래 비트니치.
First, you're born again.
대체 고담바 따베깨니.
Then you believe.
대체 대박에니.
Now let me ask you a question. If man is dead in sin, totally depraved, His mind is darkened. His heart is hardened. His will is bound. Jesus said he cannot believe. How can he believe? Many men hear, why do some men believe? Why do some men believe? Now listen carefully. I'm not trying to confuse you. We're trying to study the Word of God. We're talking about the power for salvation. What is man's condition? He's spiritually dead. His eyes are blind. His ears are deaf. How can he hear? How can he see? He's dead. Let me give you an illustration. John chapter
11.
Lazarus is in the tomb. How long has he been in the tomb?
4 days.
4 days. Is he dead? He smelled bad. Can he see? Can he hear? Can he walk? Can he understand? He's dead. Jesus comes to the tomb. He says, roll away the stone. And what does he say? Lazarus, come forth. Now listen carefully. Lazarus is dead. He can't come. He can't see. He can't hear. He can't walk. He's dead. Listen carefully. Jesus told Lazarus to do something he could not do. He told him to come. But he's dead. How did he come? When Jesus said, Lazarus, life, in the voice of Jesus, and a dead man, was made alive. And what's the first thing Lazarus did after he was alive? He got up and he came to Jesus. Now let me ask you a question. Which came first? Lazarus first came and then Jesus gave him life? Which came first? And a dead man. And he came to Christ. Now listen carefully. That's a picture of the relationship of regeneration and faith. We preach to men. They're dead in sin. Cannot hear. Cannot see. Cannot come. Cannot believe. Cannot repent. We preach to them. We say, come. They don't come. We tell them, repent. They don't repent. You tell them to believe. They don't believe. Why do some men believe? Life. Spiritual life. And a spiritually dead man comes alive. And what's the first thing he does? He believes. He repents. He comes to Christ. Now if you picture this in slow motion, you know slow motion? He's born again. Then he believes. But if you do it in real life, it's like this. Life, he comes.
Boom.
Boom. You understand what I'm saying? Now I'm not asking if you agreed with what I'm saying. I'm asking, do you understand what we're saying? How do most preachers preach? You can believe anytime you want to believe. You can come anytime you want to come. You are the boss. But what does the Bible say? You're dead in sin. You're under the wrath of God. Cannot see. Cannot believe. Cannot repent. But God calls you. Remember, there are two calls. There's the voice of the preacher. And there's the voice of God. One goes into the ear. One goes into the heart. One can be rejected. The other one cannot be rejected. You tell them to come. They don't come. God tells them, come. They must come. They will come. Why? Because when God gives the command, He also gives the power. And when God gives a man life, He gives him two gifts. And what are those two gifts? The gift of repentance. And the gift of faith. And when God gives life, man is awakened from the dead. And the very first immediate instant thing that he does, he comes. He's not born again 10 years ago and then he believes 10 years later.
Boom.
Look in the book of Acts. And chapter 16.
Judo.
Paul is in Asia. He has a vision in the night and he hears the man from Macedonia. And what does the man say? Come over and help us. So Paul goes over to Europe. And he goes to Philippi. And verse 13. He never finds the man from Macedonia. But what does he find? Verse 13. On the Sabbath day he went outside the gate by the river.
And
what did he find? Some women praying.
And there
was a woman there named Lydia. Now look what it says. Says when Paul was speaking, what happened? When Paul was speaking, what happened? Did Lydia open her own heart? What does it say? Who opened her heart?
God.
Opened her heart. How did he do it? And her heart was opened. And what did she do? She received Christ. Why do some men believe? Because God opens their heart.
가지못에 대해서 하신 괜초 코라기라 미디기 땜기 고디 치디기 남 임베.
Alright, let me ask another question.
그러나 나는 주와 재미 지키게.
Why does God open some men's heart and does not open other men's hearts? Look in chapter
13.
Paul is preaching.
Verse 44.
And then the next Sabbath, the whole city got together to hear the word of God. But in verse 45, the Jews were jealous and they began to argue with Paul. Verse 46. Paul said it was necessary to speak the word of God first to you Jews. But he said, you Jews rejected, you rejected. So now we're turning to the Gentiles. Now look at verse 48. Read verse 48. Why did they believe? Is this verse clear?
Yeah.
Why did they believe? Why did they believe? I don't know what your Jonka Bible says. But I can tell you what the Greek says. All those that were appointed to eternal life believed. Why did they believe?
그 집에 공기 대박기가?
When?
그 따수 제시 때문에 따수 남 제시?
From the foundation of the world.
잠블링기 시점디 마수비기 해말레라 그로 따수 제시.
Now this is a great mystery.
아니지 남섬에 하고 마수비기 대 로주치인.
But we cannot argue with the Word of God. Can you make men believe? A lot of preachers say this. If you believe in Jesus, He will heal you. If you believe in Jesus, He will give you money. If you believe in Jesus, you have no problem. You pray this little prayer. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. And the preacher says this. Now you're a Christian. They baptize them. But their life never changes. What's the problem? They weren't converted by God. They were converted by man. So what must the preacher do?
He
preaches the gospel to all men.
And
what do we preach? God is holy. His law is perfect. You have broken that law. You cannot save yourself. God sent His Son. He obeyed the law.
Sorry.
He died on the cross. He paid the penalty for sin. And if you will repent, if you will believe, if you will come right now, He will save you. Come. Believe. Repent. Now. That's what you preach. But you can't save them. So you preach to all men. And God And some men believe. You remember Ezekiel in the Old Testament?
Ezekiel.
He was standing and he saw a valley of dry bones. And God said to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, can these bones live? What did Ezekiel say? Lord, I don't know. Only you know. What did God tell Ezekiel to do? Speak to the bones. Speak to the bones. Speak to the bones. And when he spoke to the bones, what happened? The bones stood up and came together. And then flesh was put on the bones. And they all stood up. And God breathed life into them.
And
it became a great army. What is the preacher's responsibility? Speak to the bones. Speak to the bones. Preach the gospel. Tell them to repent. Tell them to live. To live. Tell them to come. Tell them to repent. Tell all men. And God. Gives life to whomever He will. Because no man deserves to be saved. All deserve to go to hell. Does a man deserve to hear the gospel? No.
Me.
What does the preacher do? Speak.
Love.
To everyone.
God will love.
In every place.
God will love.
At all times.
Tamunavura.
Speak to the bones. Paul was at Corinth, Corinthians.
And
he was having lots of problems.
And
he had a vision in the night.
God
spoke to him.
And
what did he say? Paul, don't be afraid. Keep preaching. Why? Because I have many people in this city. What did he mean? Paul, I'm going to save many people in this city. Don't be afraid. Keep preaching. Because when you preach, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And I give them life. And they will follow me. What if I told you this? Let's go down to the river and go fishing. There's only one problem. There's no fish in the river. Would you want to go fishing? Well, what if I told you this? Let's go down to the river. And let's go fishing. There are many fish in that river.
And
if you will throw out your bait and your hook, you will catch many fish. Paul, God told Paul, keep fishing. There are many fish in the river. So you keep preaching. Many will not believe. But some will. Some will. So this gives us confidence. This gives us hope. We preach to all men. And we tell them to come. And God may speak to their heart. And he says, come. Many are called. Few are chosen. That's what Jesus said. How do they come? You preach. Now you may not understand this. You may not agree with this. But let me ask you a question. Can you give life? No. Only God can give life. You look at all the Hindus worshipping their idols. You look at the Muslim worshipping Allah. You see all the people in India, Bhutan and Nepal. They don't care. They don't believe. They don't see. They don't know. They don't want Jesus. They hate Jesus. They don't know about Jesus. What should you do? Preach to all men. And God. And Do you know who's going to believe?
지금 시가 가가 대바 경우에 시가 지금.
When Paul was going to Damascus, did he look like he was going to believe?
그래 바울이 다마스커스에 남다지기 조달로 그 제가 끼니 좀 집에 그 죄가 바울이.
No.
맞아.
He wasn't going to worship Jesus. He wasn't going to meet with the Christians. He was going to persecute the Christians. And he had hate in his heart. Going this way. He didn't want Jesus. He didn't believe in Jesus. He's going this way. But God was coming this way.
Paul.
Let me ask you a question. Did Paul want to believe in Jesus?
Paul, so Yeshua, they have been the same Deshiga Dana.
No.
Kumadi.
But God.
Devotalu, Kenchogi. Anime Deshi.
Why?
Kachibe.
Because he was a chosen instrument of God. Why are you here today? Why are you not out on the street? You smarter than other men? You better than other men? You're more valuable than other men? Why are you here? Because God chose you. Because Christ died for you. And because some point in your life, the Spirit came and gave you life. I'll tell you why I'm here. I told you yesterday. Because 44 years ago, a young man was sitting at his desk. And he was reading the Word of God. And God. From all eternity. And he gave me life. And I believed. Why? The power of God. So preach to all men. And God will give many of them life. Well, let's pray. You pray for us.
Father, we thank you once again for this, system that you have to us. This opportunity to learn about life, how we change. From different books, we could have a good knowledge of time to know more in time based on how to treat gospel generation. Thank you for the preacher who came from Bang, Sri Jen, Lord, and Dr.
Amen.
Amen. It's been a blessing to be with you. We want to stop here.
나부터 시간로 대비 되니기 톱달로 대남쌤의 진학전인데.
I want you to keep studying the Word of God.
그래 나도 대 예수신도 계속이 순합된 시간로 대 하나님께 시대.
And you write down all your questions.
대시기 지각 가슴에 이득이 배배시로에 이 토게배.
You pray.
그래 지금 말함 주.
Study the Word of God.
그래 아니기 순우디 책이제.
Ask God to show you more truth.
그래 견초다 시간로 순주의 피 견초 나로 대마드소 레시텐디기 나한테.
And if you can't answer your own questions,
그래 최 철학이 주학이 렌디 철학이 렌첩투 조지 배워진.
The next time I come,
그래 최 로디기 온다로.
I will try to help you answer some questions.
그래 렌케 마스다시 배워지 코 온다로 거기 차로 배게.
But I want you to think, think, think.
대보다로. 나에게 최대수로 대 녹삼 땅땅 살아 뉘니기 레와이.
I hope to see you again.
내 최 로드기 최니기 레와이.
I love you in the Lord Jesus.
소 예수기 태나 최 가라로 나이가.
But you remember this.
대보다로 최기 아니.
If I never see you again.
나에게 최 가든 집에 최 로드기 토마스 저 집에 와친.
One day an old man came.
그래 임치기 때 미 아기 지나오니.
And he said this.
그래 코기 딜라치.
The preacher must have a holy life.
소심이 미디 담바다 땀데 고 세기 로줄라치.
And he must have right doctrine.
그래 코기 송기 따와디 된독섭에고.
That's the two most important things.
아니, 네 남의 삶에 가치도도 이 된전이.
Your life.
철학이 밑에.
And your teaching.
그래 철기 가치 때문이나.
Don't be a hypocrite.
그래 채, 미, 땜들 좀 지체 마베.
Live in the Word of God.
채 송, 랍다치가 치디기베 채 뒤.
Live on your knees.
제 부목이 도로 배치 뒤.
Be a man of prayer.
그래 제 매남 주민이 님에 뒤.
Walk with God.
견주는 제가 남죠.
Keep a good conscience.
그래 젠바 나무베다.
Don't try to be a big boss.
그래 제 남의 삶에 네 봉지에서 임금에 노선 따르기 마지.
Serve the people.
민우 저도 줘.
Don't love money.
저놈의 뭐가?
Be humble.
염충 떠서 배지.
And study and preach the truth.
장원배 대마디 쉬어봐.
And I hope to see you again.
록비기 신이기 대화이.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
가리세.
안녕하세요. Yes, praise the Lord. Yeah,
thank you, brothers and sisters.
And I hope that you are blessed from this time that we spend together for 3 days.
같이 임숨기 리로 같이 제가 제대로 제로 남성이 진로 토통으로 이기 레와이.
Even in the days to come, we look forward to have such kind of meeting again and again.
도로야 마음이기 들려야 같이 도로야 안정기 신전들도 고린 탐리기 대 레와다 매남 같이 리.
You know everything we do is not for ourselves.
다통 같이기 같이라 배디기 배드시래 마저로기 들로 탐지면.
Yeah, but for the people around us.
여보다로. 나지기 사건을 이미 믿을 수 있는 우리.
For your loved ones, for family members.
저라기 감히 믿을 수, 저라기 가상기 믿을 수 있는 우리.
And for your wife and for your children.
네, 저라기 암수, 저라기 알록이 되는 우리.
And whatever we do, do it all for the glory of God.
그래 나지기 가시라 배디기 배드 배시래. 개인적인 리치기 들로 녹슨 탄디기 배 배게.
Yeah, once again, I would like to appreciate and thank our brothers who comes from US.
그래, 저래, 저래, 나, 나, 저래, 기, 빈차, 디수, 다른 사람이 오면 디수래, 가수 삼계.
We love you and our prayer is always with you.
Yeah, if God's willing, we
will meet you again.
Amen.
Thank you, may God bless you. Amen.
And
also,
brothers and sisters, whatever we heard today, let us not be only a hearer but doer of the words. Let us not be a doer of one day but a whole life as long as we live. And with God's help. Appreciate and thank my dear brothers in the Lord who really helped me and especially are translating all this speech message. And also, yeah, I've already shared about Brother Chimi and let us also remember him in our prayers. And also let us also continue to pray for our dear brothers and sisters who are serving the Lord in Bhutan. And before we end, I would like to sing one song again, closing song. We'll all sing together, and after singing, we will have a time for prayer. All will pray together. We'll pray that whatever you heard today, that what God speaks to you, that will keep on lingering, and it will not go away from your life.
And
God will powerfully use you in your ministry. And also we will pray that we will grow strong in the maturity in the Word of God. And also we all will pray for the journey of our brothers who are going to Nepal for a teaching once again. And also we pray for all the brothers and sisters who are also going back to their respective places tomorrow. This all we pray after we sing one last song. And after we all pray, I would like my brother Sandy to close the the benediction and the closing of our prayer, all prayers.
Shall we
stand to our feet and sing one song together?
Okay, go.
Song.
Thank you. ಸಂತೋ ನನ್ನ ಕರಿಕೆ ಕರಿಕೆ ಎಂಕೆ ಮಾಡ್ತಿರ್ತೀವ ನೀವು ಮಾಡ್ತಿರ್ತೀವಿ ಈ ಬೇಕಿದ್ದು ಯುಕ್ತಿ ಬಿದ್ದಿದ್ದು ಕರಿಕೆ ಕರಿಚೆ ಗಿಂತ ಹಾಲಲೋಯ್ಯ ಹಾಲಲೋಯ್ಯ ಔರಿಯ ಸಂದರು ಕೊರವಯ ತಕೊಂಡರು ನೋಡಬಹುದು ಚಕಂದರು ನೋಡಿಯ ಕಂದರು ಕೊರವಯ ಶೇಂದಿರಿಂದ ನನ್ನ ಸಂದರ ಕಲಭಯ ನಮ್ಮ ಚಂದ್ರ ಕಲಭಯ ರುಮಾ ಎಲ್ಲರ ಸಂದರು ಕೊರವರು
Come, brother. Our Father and our God, we thank you for our time together.
Ya Baba, tene ngachare gi kyo cho, ngachare gi dite, tizumi gi dite gi tendo, nalo kariche tishudo.
We thank you for the blessing of studying the Word of God together.
Chugi nami jinla, ngachi sunrabi jeodalo tobe gi jinla dile kariche tishudo.
I pray for my friends here in Bhutan.
Tene ngai dato
that you would make them holy men and women. That they would have a close walk with you. They would be men and women of prayer. That they would live in the Word of God. That they would be a good example. That they would love their family. That they would love the church. That they would love sinners. They would study the Word. They would work hard. They would preach the gospel. They would teach the church. That we would see true churches in Bhutan. Father, strengthen them. Give them your power. Use them for your glory. And may they be a blessing to this land. Now lead us and guide us as we leave this place. And may we glorify you in all we do. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.